Monday, April 14th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Lewis Brighton. The sermon text comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. The sermon theme is The Pastoral Office and the Crown of Life.
I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. I appeal to the church elders among you, I who am an elder myself. I am a witness of Christ's sufferings, and I will have a share of the glory which will be revealed. I appeal to you, be shepherds of the flock God gave you, and look after it willingly as God wants you to, and not unwillingly. Do your work, not for pay, but from a real desire to serve. Do not try to rule over those who have been given into your care, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the glorious crown which will never lose its brightness. In Jesus' name. This text is oftentimes used at ordinations. And however it is used, it reminds us of the awesomeness, the beauty, responsibility of the pastoral office, and how this will be brought home to you, all of you, some very soon, some later, in a very focused, intense, and even an emotional way at your own ordination. It's a beautiful text. It reminds us, first of all, what kind of a man a pastor is. He is one who has seen and witnessed the sufferings of Jesus Christ. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who gave his life for himself and for all people. While we may not have seen with our eyes the sufferings of Jesus Christ, that can't even be said of Peter, because he didn't either see the cross. He had fled and was hiding. Nevertheless, we have seen through word and sacrament, just as surely as John or anyone else saw the sufferings of Christ. And in our faith, we know the victory, the resurrection, the assurance and peace that this victory gives. And we are a witness to that. A pastor is to be in particular a witness. Now, the Greek word witness is our English word martyr. And originally it meant to have seen something and to be so caught up in it you had to speak about it truthfully. And you backed up your witness with your life and in the manner in which you died. So too, you as a pastor are a witness of Jesus Christ, his cross, his victory, and you're going to back it up with your life. It is the greatest thing in our life. It is everything from the moment we awake and the moment we fall asleep each night. A pastor also is one who knows for certain that he's going to go to heaven. No doubt about it whatsoever. We know because of this victory and our faith in our Lord Christ, we are going to go to heaven tonight, tomorrow, or whenever. And this assurance gives him courage to face anything, to go anywhere, to do anything for the sake of the gospel and the grace of God and the well-being of people. He is also one who is mature, who knows the truth, who commends respect and trust, and he knows he's been called by God. No matter what mechanism is used to get us into the office, he knows he's been called by God, and he stands in that call before people as a mature Christian and witness. Now, this text also very beautifully reminds us of what a pastor does. Very simply put, he shepherds the people of God. Of course, we know that a pastor is an under-shepherd. The chief shepherd always remains Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, we too are shepherds of God's people. And a shepherd is one who leads God's people, who helps lead them to heaven. in an earthly wilderness pilgrimage. He cares for them in such a way through word and sacrament, teaching, preaching, loving, visiting, giving his life to them that he might keep them on the road to heaven. And he does this willingly, not because he has to. Oh, you've got to do it. Once God places his hand on you, you have no choice. But within that burden, that awesome burden, we do it because we want to do it out of love for God and Christ. And we do it not as a hireling, not for pay. We do it merely out of love of people and out of love for the gospel. We would do this privileged task even if we got no pay. Can you ever imagine a pastor going on strike for higher pay? It's impossible. As I say, you would do it for nothing, just the privilege of sharing the gospel of Christ. And also, he is a shepherd of God's people, not as a lord, not as a master, certainly not as a tyrant, but always as a fellow heir of eternal life, as one who needs to drink deeply of the fountain of the water of life, as well as his dear people. He has failings like anyone else, and who daily goes to his God for forgiveness personally, and also for the forgiveness and prayers of his people. He is a servant who will do anything, even the giving of his life, to help God's people remain with the cross and victory of Jesus Christ. And finally, this text reminds us of our reward, the reward of being a pastor. Reward? We don't ask any reward, do we? We already have everything God could possibly give to us the very moment we were baptized and when we came to believe in Jesus Christ. If we must think of a reward, let's do it like Paul did it, and certainly like Peter would have done it, but more like Paul now. I ask two rewards of you, Lord, if we want to put it that way. I ask two things of you. First off, give me more opportunities to share the gospel. That's the only reward I want, Lord, to have more open doors, more places to go, more people to see, anyone to share the gospel. And secondly, keep right before my eyes and everything I do, every day I live, keep right before my eyes the crown of life, which you gained for me by your son's death. Let that vision never disappear from me. Let it never be that I should become a castaway while preaching to others. Keep that vision before me, the exalted Christ and my home in heaven, so that it may saturate, permeate, motivate every thought, every action of every day. And that when I fall asleep at night, I have my eyes on that. Brothers, God has given to you the greatest privilege he can ever give to a man. The burden, the responsibility, the call of the pastoral ministry. I pray that God will make you worthy of that calling and that he will make you worthy of the people to whom God will bring you to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.